Africa, where for a number of our countries that are producing oil and gas, we have become so dependent, our governments have become so dependent on revenues that they get from oil and gas to run health, education, and everything. And it's like we're in a fix. But we in APO really see energy transition as an excellent opportunity for us to begin to do something different. Mm. Because for the last 70 to 100 years, we have looked to the West for virtually everything, financing the industry, technology, and markets. But when we realized that, look, these guys have decided, have resolved to move ahead and leave this industry on which we have been so dependent, we've asked ourselves, what are the key challenges that these people or energy transition is going to throw to the African countries that are dependent on oil and gas? And we found three: financing, technology, and markets. And as a result of that, we went into partnership with Afri-Exim Bank to establish the Africa Energy Bank. And I can tell you that Ghana is one of the countries that has expressed interest in hosting the headquarters of the bank. Fantastic. As I speak with you today, a delegation is in Ghana. They came in yesterday to inspect the building that the government is giving as the headquarters of the bank. From here, they'll go to other countries. They'll go to Nigeria, they'll go to Algeria. So this is where we are. We're looking at a $5 billion bank in the first instance.
Okay.
And I can also tell you a number of countries, including Ghana, have already made payment in their subscriptions. That tells you how serious this is.
Indeed.